Yeah, I very much agree with your comment. I also think that looking back at the video that we saw at the beginning of this event, the concept of a publication as a sort of infinite chain of publishing, like when it doesn't actually end, the act of publication. And I don't know, when doing the zine, for example, I very much see this kind of publication not only as a, let's say, as a fruit at the end of an artistic practice or a collective effort, but kind of as a collection of seeds within a fruit that can allow for further growth and further use of the same publication. So we haven't discussed it internally properly, how to deal with this concept of reusing a publication, but yeah, I think it's very much the direction we would like to go, like this as a first issue of a zine that can be reissued, especially in my opinion, I don't know, by making it as participatory as the artistic practice that it tries to publish.
Because I also think the projects that we, for example, work with, they also grow because of audience inputs, and then maybe the medium changes. So from a performance, the work itself changes into more like a book form. I have one here. I forgot to.
Yeah, but sure.
Yeah.
If there's an example. Yeah,
yes, I have an example.
I think this is one of the things that Carlo and Mariana also brought up, like this notion of with translation, you can translate your work into to different media, right?
Yeah.
So, and same with Times Capital's doing, and what you're doing with End Symposium, and well, and network events, and expert meetings, and what have you, like to break it up, to fragment it in as many different ways as possible, to share your work in different forms, but
yeah,
also the other way around, right? Like where you try to capture different formats into one zine or in one platform.
And I guess also not only to as many platforms as possible, but also what is suiting for the artwork itself, right? It evolves, and that is also why I like what you said. It grows because everything that happens on the way makes a change. So for example, one project, it started out as, she started with reading leaked data, and then she found recipes among the data, very personal information. And then she did a performance at our festival in which she cooked these recipes.
Mm.
And with the audience, she talked about where the emails came from. She also asked the authors of the emails, by the way, for permission, so that she did do that. And then also she turned it into a book, which was then launched through an online event where everybody cooked their own leaked recipe, etc. So it is like a continuously evolving.
Yeah, sort of the afterlife of artistic production.
But not really the afterlife, because when does it stop?
Well, yeah, or life after. Yeah.
Oh, many things to think about. But well, with the question of reuse, I mean, I think we collect our material in a way where we set it up for our own reuse. And this is very important because it gives us a lot of time to digest the material ourselves. So, which, yeah, we need this kind of time. The index comes from the material that we collect first and not the other way around. And this is how we can balance between getting the experiences of people who do what they do, but not necessarily always view it zoomed out, like as an entire field, especially if they're quite young and just started and so on. They have a lot of experience and a lot of expertise within that experience, but don't always have the overview of what they belong to and what they could be connecting to. But we also don't have that until we speak to them and so on. So we kind of go back and forth, or we would like to go back and forth between that. And I think that now we have a sort of first steps for that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to respond to something else. Also, and it had something also to do with what you said, that the work changes as it, or that is how to best represent the artwork itself, because we were talking before about how we are most interactive ones, which I'm not sure that's, I mean, I heard a lot of sort of interactive practices here as well, but our aim with this, and that's, I'm saying this before, you know, you start expecting fireworks on this website that we made.
You do.
You click and there's fireworks. Our aim is not to experiment or innovate with this medium of audiovisual research. Our aim is to find the most suitable way of representing the topic that we want to work with, which is self-organization in the art world, and a topic that is, you know, under-researched and I think also underrepresented within the institutions in which we educate artists. So there is still this idea of an institutional practice. After graduation, there is still this idea of the white cube, and I think that this is really deep in our imagination, while actually a big part of the art world consists of self-organization. Mm-hmm. And so this is something through the 3D scans and through interviews and really showing who does it, how do they do it, and what are they confused about, what are their own questions, when do they call themselves naive, what are they laughing about also, to show, to kind of deinstitutionalize our idea of the art world as artists. So I so, you know, in that sense, it's also, yeah, the medium for us is really, you know, searching for what is suitable and not necessarily innovating what it is or should be. And if that happens along the way, I mean, great, but you know, how can we best represent this topic of research that we are inside of?
Yeah, and if we think a bit about the future, I mean, we want to continue doing this research, but we also understand, you know, again, then it's a question of resources and how much can we actually do, how fast can it go, or if it doesn't, it's fine. But more on the idea of maybe also learning a little bit more on collaborative tools of how to expand this research with the help of a lot of other people somehow.
What do you mean with collaborative tools?
Well, more in a sense, for example, one of the ideas that we have now is this, that now we are going to interview different spaces, you know, and we're doing a lot of work on our own, but we also know that a lot of the spaces want to talk to each other.
Yeah.
So in a sense of kind of also giving that space to them to do it. So we are more facilitating this process, and we are collecting things on the platform, but then we actually send different spaces to talk to each other.
Yeah.
And in that sense, you know, like this, it can also get way more material in with a lot of different people doing it, but it's also an interest for them.
Yeah.
And we are more like facilitators. So I think for us, it's more, I mean, these things exist, of course, but it's more of thinking, how do you also think of how you can make it a collaborative practice somehow?
Yeah, nourish the network.
Exactly. And what can be these tools to...
Epin? You could pass, I mean.
No, but I was also thinking maybe also really valuing what we're already doing. And in that sense, also changing the concept. Because a lot of people already are doing here is expanding publishing, or a form of expanded publishing. So I guess that's, stay positive. But no, I think we're we're all already doing a lot. Yeah. And the other thing is that I agree with
staying connected.
How
about copyright?
Yeah, don't ask me about copyright. I don't know.
Copyright? I just did.
No, staying away from that topic. But and the other thing is, keep doing these things, open discussions, talking with people, partnerships. You don't have to invent everything yourself. A lot of people already know, so dare to ask. I guess, dare to ask for help.
Boom. Good. Yeah. Do it together.
Mm-hmm. To me, maybe.
Carla?
To me, I think a learning point for the future would be how to kind of embed the act of publishing at the beginning of the design process and not at the end, and how to make it really organic.
What difference would that make for you in your practice?
Like
if you start
in
at
like
the
for example, in the example I just brought here, the thought of making a zine came after 1.5 year of projects with a lot of different institution and also expertise. what I think would be nice to try out is to think together, especially if you work with such different institution and background, think together on how to start the publishing activity or mind frame, especially if you work for more than textual and non, let's say, non-linear publishing, as we are trying to do, how to do so from day one, and how to make it, how to also reflect on plurality in this process.
Good. Diana?
Looking into the future, I think I agree with everything that has already been said, but also thinking back on something that you mentioned before, like maybe also keeping in mind that not everything needs to be documented and like set in a preserved published form, but also think about how just being here is an act of publishing and publishing our ideas and giving a platform to our reflective conversations and including others and keep on creating communities and helping each other. I think also sharing what we're doing and make our abilities available to others that don't have it and learn from each other. I think that that's
good.
I hope for the future.
Yeah, I have to second that. I think for us in an institutional context, it's a bit different, but I think valuing artistic research and having these conversations and us having a conversation, what it would mean for us and for our practice in sound and vision, started it off. So I think that will be the way forward for us.